good to be here with you. It's good to see the house so well filled. I was thinking this morning for an opening meditation here to look back in the Old Testament a little bit. We'll start out in Numbers. We've got the story there of the children of Israel in chapter 13 of Numbers. I'm not going to do a lot of reading here, just pick out a few verses. But we got the story there, a very familiar story. The children of Israel were ready to cross over Jordan. They were on this long journey already and looking forward to go into the land of Canaan. And in verse 4, there Moses starts out with giving the names of the 12 that he sent in there. And he told them to go in and spy out the land and bring of the first fruits. In verse 20 it says, and what the land is, bring it out. He said, what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, they're supposed to look and see what was there, whether there be wood therein or not. Be of good courage. And he says, bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. And then we have probably a picture in our minds that if we've read Bible stories, in the next part there it says, in verse 24 of 13, it says, the place was called the Brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence, and they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And in the verse before that, it talks about that they took this cluster of grapes. It says it put them on a staff between two of them. So I don't know if they took the whole arbor that they needed a staff, or was there actually a cluster of grapes that were that big. But we get on over into the chapter 14, and there we see these spies saying that this is something they can't conquer. This is something they can't, it's not feasible, they can't do it. And in verse 6 it says, Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the Lord which we passed, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are as bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. So here we have two men that had a total different perspective than the other ten. Two men that said, we can do this, not in our strength, not because of who we are, but because of who God is and because of his promises to us. And then if we turn over into Joshua, chapter 14, we have a few verses there, the promises that were made to Caleb. And I want to think a little bit about the thought here of give me this mountain, Caleb's request. You know, on the 9th of this month, there was a young man, excuse me, in Colorado, 21-year-old. He was an avid skier. Some of you have probably read this. But he liked to do things that nobody else had done. He said his birthday was on the same day as Evel Knievel's. And so he was on this close to Winter Park, Colorado, and he came down off a mountain. They made a ramp close to the road, beside the road. And he came down off that mountain, and his goal was to ramp the road 41 feet and go on down the other side. Well, he didn't do his homework very well. He wasn't prepared. He didn't put on the gear he should have had to do a jump like that, a dangerous jump across the highway. And he did not make the highway. He made it to the guardrail on the far side. And that's where his life ended. So he was trying to conquer something. It's very sad. He was trying to conquer something, but how different is that from Caleb's perspective here? He was trying to conquer because he wanted to make a name for himself. He wanted to be looked at as this guy that had done this remarkable feat that nobody else has done before. He was doing it in his own strength. You know, we all face mountains. We all deal with things in our lives. You know, Caleb, if you look at him here, you know, what kind of a mountain was he facing? He was willing, him and Joshua wanted to go into the land. They could have spent 40 good years already in the land of Canaan. But instead, he spent 40 years in the wilderness, probably burying people. He could have maybe been a bitter man, because why should he, because of other people's failures, other people's weaknesses, he had to spend over 40 years, another 40 years in the wilderness. And I think as we look at our own, the mountains we face, you know, a mountain may be easier if it's a mountain of my choosing than it is if it's a mountain because of what somebody else's failure, somebody else's fault, somebody else's whatever that brought this mountain into my life, into your life. Maybe it's easier if it's God that brings a mountain into our lives than if it's somebody else that brings a mountain into our lives. But in Joshua's case, this 40 years that he spent, I think was a mountain to him also, that he had to deal with. But he's here, 45 years later. And it says in verse 6 of chapter 14 of Joshua, it says, Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me unto thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. And yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Caleb didn't forget God's promises after 45 years. He believed. He said, give me this mountain with the giants, with these giants in there. This mountain, Hebron, stands at 3,040 feet elevation. And it's a beautiful kind of area around it, springs, water. He wanted that mountain. He was willing to take that mountain. He still believed that God was able as he was 45 years before, to give him that mountain. He kept himself in shape. He said he was ready to go. You know, do we exercise daily? Do we feed on the Word of God daily? Claim the promises in God's Word. His focus was on God. You had to think of the Apostle Paul. He said, whose I am and whom I serve. And he was still as confident at 85 as he was at 40. He wasn't afraid to go take this on because he knew the same God that was back there was with him now. It's the same God that's with us, that wants to be with us now. He wasn't bitter. He didn't let those 40 years wasted discourage him or get him down. What can we learn? God is still the same God. We can have the same confidence Caleb had. He will be with us if we're doing it for the Lord. If we're doing it for our own, if our goal is to do something to make a name for ourselves, then our fate, we have no promise of that. He will see us through the different stages of our lives. Just a couple verses here. Yeah, Isaiah 46:4. You can turn with me or you can just listen there. These are easy verses to remember. Isaiah 46:4, and then I want to look at Isaiah 64:4. Isaiah 46:4, and even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Isaiah 64:4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. And as Hebrews 13:5b, the last part, it says, he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. Let's stand together for a word of prayer.